Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It is Thursday, and you are listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, and I am your host, Bonnie Albers. I'm so excited to be here. I'm excited to be here every day. It seems like my whole life is exciting when I'm on the radio with all of you. So I want to thank everybody for being here. We have a great show for you today, as always. I have a special guest and a friend who is super intuitive. She's also empathic, and she's one of the biggest romance writers here on this earth plane. And she's here with me today to give you all the insight that you need to move forward in your life. So today you have me and you have Regina Carlisle. She writes under Regina Carlisle. She has a lot of, I mean, every time I put her on, I think she has 60 books, but I think maybe she has 100 books. Anyway, you can get them all, and she'll let you know how to look her up. She's on Facebook. She also, all her books are on Amazon. And I have heard that, because I'm not a romance reader, but I have read her book and books, and she's amazing. She combines a lot of history and a lot of romance, a lot of really interesting subjects that she delves with her characters. So everyone, please check out her books. I'm going to introduce you to Regina Carlisle. Hi.
Hey, girlfriend. How's it going?
I am doing so well. Do you want to go under your pen name, or do you want to go under your real name?
Actually, just my real name is fine. Regina's another person that writes hubba hubba stuff, and I'm just Rita.
Okay. I do want to introduce you as Regina Carlisle at first, Rita, because I want everybody to go find your books. I mean, they're amazing, and what you write. Yeah, what you write is super cool, and I know you have another one coming out, or you're in the process of writing another one.
I've actually just gotten, I always wanted to write a historical Western, you know, like Lonesome Dove type stuff. I wanted to do that for years, and for some reason, it just didn't feel right. But finally, I decided, hey, I'm going to go for it. So that's what I'm working on right now. And it's like post-Civil War. I'm in Texas. I love it. I'm having so much fun, and that's kind of my day job. But the rest
I
of the
love
time,
that.
You know, I'm just Rita the rest of the time.
Well, I love Rita and I love Regina Carlisle. So I got two great R's. And I just have to tell you, Rita, you're just so wonderful soul. You're a fabulous, you're empath and a really cool connected psychic. So, and I know this you feel is new to you, but actually you know that that's not true, that you've been that way since you were probably in the crib, I think you remember. So, or your mom actually remembers. And
yeah,
I just think
yeah.
It's so interesting that you can combine, you know, your writing, your abilities, and your psychic world, and not so much that you combine them in that people would know in your books, but you know that spirit helps you write and gets you ready for that next novel, and I just think that's wonderful.
Well, I think it's kind of cool that I never actually realized that I had any gifts like that, but yet I, looking back now, I think the empath part of me was guided by spirit in writing lots of things because, you know, a lot of times I would just write stuff and when I would finish, I'd think, okay, where did that come from? Because it wasn't a life experience of mine. It came from somewhere. So I know now that it came from spirit. So I feel it's really, really a blessing.
Yes, it is. And I know today we want to talk about, and this is so apropos in your life, and probably mine too, but I want to get involved in talking about timelines. And I just want to say a few things and I'll let you comment on it. But, you know, okay. I know every one of you out there. And I even, when I hear somebody say to me, it's divine timing. That just, you know, timing is, you know, it's just divine timing. You want to just take your hair and you want to say, divine timing, let's go. So we all look at timelines in our life. And actually, if you go to a psychic, a medium, an empath, they are going to tell you that things don't always work out as you think your timeline should be. Actually, it's the timeline you wrote in for your journey here. And there's big reasons for that. So I want to, you know, Rita has a good example. I know she's not going to tell you everything, but we all wait for something and we think, when is it going to happen? And everybody says, oh, it's going to happen. It's coming. And that's all about divine timing. So what do you feel about divine timing and how would you explain divine timing?
Well, you know, it's like we tell our children, you know, they're so impatient when our kids are impatient, just like we were when we were, you know,
Yes.
16,
I'm still
20, you know, they're
impatient.
so impatient. Oh, when is it going to happen? When am I going to fall in love? You know, I'm just waiting. I'm looking. I'm waiting. I'm looking. And as a mom, you go, it'll happen when the time is right. And, you know, I say that to my kids. And my mother said it to me, and I'm sure her mother said it to her. It'll happen when the time is right. And it's really true. When you're really young, you get impatient about these things. But it's just like when I was talking about writing the historical book. I've known for a long time that I wanted to do it, but I relaxed about it as somehow just knew the time was right. And I think you just know, you know, spirit lets you in on it. Spirit lets you in on it. And the best thing that you can
Absolutely.
do, I just think patience is so important. And you just have to push the thought out of your mind, concentrate on the here and now, because that's all we really have. That's all we have is this right exact moment. So if you concentrate on just living your life in the moment, the rest, the universe will provide it when the time is right.
Oh, I so agree. I have to tell you that I'm impatient even as an adult. So that's hard. It's hard for me to wait on that divine timing, but there are reasons for it. And I just know that I hear people all the time say, well, you know, everybody's been telling me for such a long time, it's coming, it's coming. But really, it's on your timeline. It's when you divinely wrote that this is what was going to happen. And there's reasons it doesn't happen earlier, and reasons that, you know, you wait for certain things. If you look back in your life and you end up with what you've asked for, and it you seem like you've waited it forever, if you look back on why afterwards, you'll see the reasons. It's usually a retrospectoscope that we use to
Well,
look back and say, I
hindsight's
know.
always, you know, it's always
Yes.
2020.
Yeah, and you know,
You
I really do feel that there's a reason when we are waiting for something. There's usually a much better solution coming.
it's already happened. The plan is there.
Yes.
The plan is
Yeah.
in the universe. And I think that a lot of problems with impatience, and we're all, so many of us are guilty of it. I'd say all of us. I've met a few very patient souls, but most people have a little touch of impatience, and really that just creates anxiety. And
Absolutely.
anxiety is, you know, it's just such a negative emotion that I feel like, you know, if you could just let it go, just let it go. Breathing deeply, honest to God, that helps me so much. Just, you know, when my head gets too crowded and it's popping up, why isn't this happening? I'm waiting on something right now, as you know. I'm waiting on
Yes.
something. And every time I start to think on it and dwell on it, I start to, you know, my muscles get tense and I have a headache and all these things. If I can just concentrate on breathing and chase out all the garbage in my head, then I'm
I think
okay.
that's
And
what
I can.
yeah, I think that's what Jerry was talking about, a head mode versus heart mode yesterday. So
Yes,
I love.
exactly.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you say we have just today, like the here and now, it's interesting because I always love that statement. Like, of course, people are looking for the future because that's what the here and now is about. But really, if you look too far in the future or you look too back in the past, you're going to miss what's right in front of you, the beautiful moments that happen right now.
And
You
Bonnie,
know?
that's where the lessons are. That's where
Yes.
the lessons are. If we can live in that moment, in this exact moment, and be calm in that moment, we can pick up on so many things that never occurred to us before. And
Absolutely.
then you can learn and absorb those lessons that will really kind of pave your way into the future that we all want to have, obviously. So, you know, I think a
And I,
big
you know,
key
and I,
to,
go ahead.
yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's a big key to, we don't really have control, but it helps us manage our impatience and our reaching for, you know, I go back to teenagers, they're the world's worst. Well, when I get out of college, or when I get married, or when I have kids of my own, and it's always when, and they're missing so much of those exact moments because they keep reaching. And we do that as adults too.
Absolutely. Another example before we go to the phone lines is this. You know, I look at my pool, and I know this seems trite to everybody, but you'll get the message. I look at my pool, I built it 10 years ago, and it's so beautiful. And I just looked at it the other day and said, we don't even go in it. I don't even see it most of the time. And it's breathtaking. So 10 years went by of me just having it, but not really enjoying it. And it was because I didn't look at what was here and now. It was always what was in the future. So, you know, the regret is, yeah, and there is no regrets, but, you know, the regret is sometimes we do things and we don't get to enjoy them because we're looking for that next thing. So just to let everybody know, smell the roses, go out and put your feet in the pool, look and see what you've created, walk around a tree, even though I'm not a tree hugger and everybody wants me to hug trees, you know, look at the bird that came on your porch and just take a moment, yeah, and understand life and living before you get hit with that next wave of problems. Because like Rita said, taking a breath and understanding and just staying in the moment will bring clarity, will bring the most clarity to you, even if it's for a moment. So Rita, you ready to get to the phone lines? But go ahead, can say something.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, I've made a habit. I'm in a really good place in my life, very happy, and I'm very thankful that I've made that things, good things have happened in my life. And every morning I wake up, my feet hit the floor, and I think, this is going to be a great day. This is going to be perfect. And I get my coffee, I go sit in my little garden, I look at the flowers and the birds and the butterflies, and I just don't think. I just feel it all. And it's such a good way to start the day. And if everybody could find some kind of little place, or even a place inside yourself, to find that calm center the first thing in the morning, it really does help you handle whatever's going to come up in the day.
And you know, I love that. And if people say, oh, well, I don't have time, I'm going to work, I'm doing this, what I say to that is, you always have 5 minutes. If you get up and you have to take that shower, you have to get to work, you have to get the kids off, you have to do something, wake up 5 minutes earlier to just breathe. And that's my mantra for today. I love that. Okay, we're going to get to
that. There you go.
Yeah, before we get to the phone lines, or at the end, we'll do it. I want you to tell everybody how to find you, because I do want them to see what kind of books you write. So please tell everybody where they can find it and where they can get titles to it.
Okay, I write under the name Regina Carlisle. And it's reginacarlisle.com, pretty easy. And you can also find me on Facebook. And if you just want to talk to me, Rita, you can also contact me through Regina Carlisle on Facebook, and I'm also on Twitter.
That's fabulous. And wait till you see the titles and the covers of her books. So we are going to get to 480. You have been waiting a long time. I know you want to talk to me, don't you? LOL. 8480, you are on with Bonnie and Rita. Hi.
Hi, ladies. It's Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
I'm good. Hi, Mike. Well, what do you think about divine timing? This is divine timing.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I'd be rich, you know, in that sense of... Because again, I've been that type of personality. If it didn't happen yesterday, it didn't happen fast enough. So,
yeah. Welcome to the show, because I know you. And yes, in divine timing. Yes, go ahead.
Exactly. So, but no, when we last spoke, I had the sales job, and
yes,
I left because I just couldn't do the off. I thought I was old enough and mature enough to be able to do the office grind, and I wasn't. And, or I'm not, and of course the corporate hoo-ha, dangling the carrot and everything like that just wasn't cutting it for me. So I've gone into another whole direction, and it's interesting with Rita with writing books and so forth. And I've done automatic writing in the past, and now mm-hmm. I'm going to start taking my business background, and I'm actually doing something with a specific industry in business and automatic writing with a little bit of a spiritual type of hit to it. And I just kind of wanted to get some insight on that.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm not going to let Rita answer yet, because Rita, you just think about this, because I have more questions for him.
I'm popping here.
All right. Well, go ahead. You, in fact, because I don't like stopping the flow of spirit, you go ahead and I'll hold this for the end. So talk to Mike.
Mike, you're working at home now.
Yes. I mean, I will go back to bartending just to kind of pay the rent,
the
bills,
right.
And so
yeah.
forth. And yeah, exactly. That type of thing. And go into a direction. Cause see, I had met this woman randomly, and she turned out to be, according to the LA Times, one of the most 100 influential people in Hollywood on a specific demographic. And I did a reading for her with psychometry and stuff when we were just kind of hanging out. And she's like, why aren't you doing this as a career type of thing? And
yeah.
And there's also been some talk about a little bit of TV and different things like that. So now that kind of built up my confidence in that sense. And
well,
kinda...
hey, that's my job. Wait a minute. That's my job, Mike. You need to talk to her about me in this show. And then you need to let her help you. Because, see, I've been doing this longer than you have.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't know that. I might be younger than you. You never know. But what I'm saying is, just remember to tell her what show you actually do call. So go ahead, Rita. Yeah. I just had to say that. I get these famous.
Oh,
I get so many famous people that call, and I say the same thing. One day, this show is going to be like viral. Go ahead.
Gratuitous plugs, Bonnie. Gratuitous plugs.
Yes, thank you.
Listen,
yes.
You know, I feel from you that you have probably made a really good decision, because you really like working independently, and you like to put a little bit of you're creative. You're a creative guy. The auto writing, I have to tell you that I did that when I was very young, and I, was an auto writer. So you understand how that is when you do something, and then after it's over, you go, where did that come from? Well, you know, it came from spirit. And this is spirit's way of telling you that this is what you need to be pursuing. So I think that's a really good thing. Now, are you wanting to write a book, or are you wanting to do a screenplay?
Book. And it's based on an industry that I've been in and around, and it's not
uh-huh.
one of those books to be, the top producers or anything like that, because there's a lot of sales experts that are already doing that. This is more so
right.
to within the industry that I'm looking at, 80%, 20% of the people make 80% of the money. And it's about the fear and everything like that that holds that 20% back, or that 80% back from being in that top 20%. And what
so
holds
this
them
is
back.
So this is self-help. You're trying to help people overcome those obstacles that are holding them back in working in this particular industry. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have you started this?
Yes. Well, the funny thing is, I, in a random way, came across a intuitive business coach, and this is kind of how it all got started. That he's like, listen, I'm going to work with you for free, because I know mm-hmm. this is the direction that you need to go. And so, I've had some difficulties over the past couple weeks, and then I just got back to basics the other day, and just like, okay, how did I prepare with the automatic writing in the past? And then the past couple sessions that I've done with it, okay, I'm like, more real information is coming through rather than tapping from somewhat of my ego and my knowledge base. So the information, then it's like you said, when I look back at it, when the hour session's done or the 20 minutes or whatever it is, I'm like, okay, that's not me. So this is working.
Right, right. That's exactly right. So what do you...
What he wants to know is he going to be successful? Because I can already hear it from him. Is this going to be successful?
Yeah.
To put it mildly, I was
wanting to say without saying it. I feel that pursuing what you're passionate about already makes you a success. I feel like if you write this book and you can promote it at, gosh, I almost want to say trade shows, conventions, things like that, if you can get it into the business realm where it can be a guide for people. I write fiction, so this is a completely different theme because these are people specifically looking for this information, and
right.
you really kind of tying. Well, I don't know. I'm losing how I need to say this.
Well,
so,
you know what?
Overthinking.
Well, tell him what you're thinking because I have to tell him what's coming through for me. So, and I don't want to get, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm looking at him. So.
I will say that on the writing, you will have to assemble the book. It probably can't all be auto written, but
right.
you can take those pieces and assemble them in a cohesion fashion to get your book. Are you wanting to do paperwork, paperback, or what are you thinking there?
I haven't even really thought that far in advance. In that sense,
mm-hmm.
Of how it's going to be. And again, I don't know. I don't even think it's going to be anything that's going to be, you know, like 300 pages or, you know, anything super huge like that.
No.
It's just more of a general pop, hopefully with some motivation help and to get people to push through that fear factor of, you know, why don't they answer their phone? Why do they just sit in an office when they kind of need to be out in the field and, you know,
yeah.
that type of stuff.
Yeah. I think you'll do really well with this, but I believe that after you write this, that you'll write a few more and they'll be even
mm-hmm.
more successful. I feel if they're a little shorter, like 150 page, things that are easy for people, like a guide.
Yep.
The first one is always getting your feet wet. After that, the next, and then the next, and then the next will be easier.
Okay.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Okay.
So I would put Candy on because she has a message for you, but I got the same message. So I'm going to say it. And Candy, if you want to be put on, I'll let you put on to talk to him. But I do have to tell you that I picked up, it's so funny, Rita, because I picked up his book is between 100 and 125 pages. And that came right to me. But I do have to tell you about this guy. And that's what me, Candy, and I are both picking up. And I wonder if you are too, Rita. Do you know about hooks? You know, hooks in your third eye, hooks in your heart. Do you know what hooks are? People who hook
yes.
you. Do you know that
right.
term?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking. To
no.
Okay. So read about hooks. Okay. Read about psychic hooks. Okay. Cause I don't want to go into them and you need to read about it. Okay. And this is what I feel happened with this life coach or this intuitive coach for you. I'm always leery when somebody says something for free. And the first thing I got is because he knows that with your success will be his success. And that's not always a bad thing.
I already know that. Yeah,
that's not always a bad thing. Well, what it does is it obligates you. So look at the word hook, psychic hook, because it's in your third eye. And you are going to have it removed, or you're going to remove it. So I can tell you how to do that once you read about it. And I don't like negative things, so I'm not going to talk about negative things. But we all get hooked. I can tell you, our kids hook us, our parents hook us, our friends hook us. But when somebody hooks you, that is not a member of your immediate team, and it's right in your third eye, you've got to be careful. So just read about it, and you need to remove it, and you can do that by some meditation. The other thing is, I think that this is a really great thing for you. I do feel that you sometimes feel that you don't know if you can do this. You're putting way too much emphasis on the auto writing. It just comes. Spirit, when I talk, like right now when I'm talking to you, it's conscious channeling. So when you auto write, you just auto write. There's no like thinking about it, or oh, it's coming, or I have to decide whether it's auto writing or it's not. That's what's stopping some of this. So just feel that. Go ahead.
Bonnie, I'm getting that too. The thing with auto writing is it just kind of hits you like a blast. It just suddenly. Yeah. But I've never written an entire book by auto writing ever.
That
needed to really touch someone in a certain way. That wasn't me. That was spirit. But not all of my books, and my books tend to be anywhere from short books all the way to 300 page books. And it's not all auto writing. So don't think that the entire book will come out that way. I mean, that would be very unusual. And, so you probably need to really relax. Just start writing it.
I'm putting way too much pressure on myself to be perfect the first time.
Well, and you're putting way too much pressure on having to have it auto-written. What you have to do is you're going to have to participate in this book, is what Spirit's telling me. So they are going to lead you and guide you, but you're going to have to participate. What that tells me is you're relying. What happened is somebody told you that your auto-writing is where it's at and you should auto-write. It's going to be good at this. Well, yeah, auto-writing is a tool. It's not a crutch. So just go and start writing and you'll do wonderful, because what happens is the thoughts that you actually have in a 3D world will be supplemented by spirit knowing what people need to hear. So that's the first thing that I want to tell you. Don't be afraid, because I feel that I can feel you holding back, not being sure, not knowing if you can do it, and really want to put on a face that you can, but that's not how you're really feeling. Just go with it. You're going to be scared.
Yeah. The thing is, it's funny because like in junior high, my dad's like, if you get another D in English, you're not playing baseball. And, you know, I got another D in English and, I was never a student until I left school.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. My son one time said he came home with an F. Okay. My daughter only ever brought home A's. He came home with an F, and I said, an F? What are you kidding? And he said, Mom, A is for awesome, B is for bad, but F is for fantastic. And your kid is a brilliant artist, okay? And so here I can tell you that take the fears of what you know that happened to you and turn it into the positives of a creative mind, if that makes sense to you.
No, it makes perfect sense. I listened to a sociology type of thing where they broke down this exclusive neighborhood. And they took it down to old money, new money, everything like that. And then they had like the 600 club or something like that, that these guys only scored like 600 or 700 on their SATs. And they're even more successful than the academics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And look, you've got Bill Gates and all of them who never went to college. Okay. They might have gotten honorary degrees after. But and same thing with Apple. So just be aware that no matter what, you have people that you meet in life, and then I've got to move on to the next caller, but we have people we meet in life, Mike, that help us and guide us. And then we have people in life that want to take from us, knowing that we're going to be successful. You need both in your life, one to see that you're going to be successful and the other one to guide you. Just be careful who you actually let in totally. And that's all. And that's what Spirit's asking me to tell you. And I know that Spirit is showing you what kind of people you should be with. And they're also showing you who might come in that you're going to have to avoid. So be careful of that. Okay. So,
I know nothing's for free.
Yeah. And when it is, you need to look it up and see why. So you are a really great guy. I've talked to you several times. You are going to be successful because you have a great outlook on life. What you're doing spiritually will always be vindicated because Spirit's going to be vindicated. Spirit wants to be heard. They want people to be successful. They want everybody to come into the Aquarius age and understand that there's something else out there. And so when you do tap into that, they are more than happy to help you. You have great guides standing with you, and you have some people that are going to come into your life that are going to be very impressionable and help you to where you need to go. And so you just got to get started, but you also know that you have to participate in this. It's not just about Spirit. It's also about you too. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Hey, bye. I want that television promo. I want the woman who's helping you to call me so she could take me, and then you can come on my show.
Awesome.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. He's so sweet.
Mike,
he's been through it.
He has Spirit standing all around him.
Yes, he does.
He has Spirit standing all around him.
Yes, he does. And he'll be successful.
Yeah.
He just has to find out who's with him. And, you know, there's people when you start opening up, and you know this, when you start opening up to the light and being light driven, then things will come to attach to your light. Some are great, some are not, some need to be getting rid of. And that's where we'll learn the lessons. So I am
Go
ahead.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What were you going to say, Rita?
I was just going to say, you know, the more light you are, the more dark is attracted to it. So it's a constant battle to chase that off. To tell it to leave.
Yeah. And sometimes they come in forms of people. So 631.
Yeah.
You are on with Bonnie and Rita. Hi.
Hi, this is Suzanne. I'm just calling about love life. What you see for that?
Well, Suzanne, you're going to have to talk to us before we answer anything. So this is a talk show. And so we want to know what you think about. We want you to know what you think about timelines and divine timing.
I don't know. I guess so.
Okay. 347. Sorry about that. 347, you are on with Bonnie and Rita. Hi.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Jessica.
I called in super early. I heard the whole like beginning, and then all of a sudden my phone dropped. So I'm happy to get on.
Well, Jessica, can I ask you? Sometimes I move around, like Spirit will say, pick this number up, pick this number up. I don't always go in order. And I don't know if anybody doesn't know that. Sometimes I do. And they say, everybody here needs. And so what happens is sometimes they tell me which number to pick up. So it's interesting. But what do you think? I know you're going to have an opinion on divine timing.
Oh, you know what? I think it was within this last month or two, I've stepped into a deeper respect, honor, and like love of divine timing. Because I used to always fight it, like you guys were talking about being patient, mm-hmm. things like that. Now I just like get it deep in my soul, like because a lot of things came together and I get it.
I know you do. It's
peaceful, isn't it? It's peaceful.
It's very peaceful. Yeah, that's how I feel lately. Mm-hmm. A lot more peace. I'm not gonna say 100%, but a lot more peace. Yeah.
Well,
but
the thing is,
voice,
what we
Jessica.
Yeah, thank and when you. You know what I. Yeah, and I'm going to let you talk to Rita, but I do have to say this. You know what? When we all get used to divine timing, because I used to hate to hear that, and I'm I'm a spirit medium. I used to say, oh, what do you mean divine timing? You know, this, and I look, and so I had the choice to either fight it, but still nothing was coming, or I needed to say, you know what? I'm going to hand this over to spirit. I'm going to hand this over to God. I'm going to hand it over to the universe. I'm going to hand it over to my angels, guides, and masters because I know you can help me. Once I do that, it's not always possible because I still have those twinges. And I know what you're saying, Jessica, because I know you do too. But sometimes it's not under our control, but we can still try to make it. So what is your question? Because I know Rita would love to answer that for you.
I would.
I just wanted to sort of like discuss something because it's not like 100% a question. Basically, I have had this vision and this desire to go into corporate consulting for quite some time, and things have been falling into place lately, and something was revealed to me yesterday, which I find really interesting. So I used to work a lot in events. You know, event planning and promotions and stuff like that. And I was going into corporate consulting and I was sort of confused as far as how to present myself. And I was leading, because I have a therapy degree, so I was leading with like communication skills and conflict skills. And yesterday it sort of dropped in that, hey, maybe you are to help with coordinating events and these promotions, because I just got hired for this. It's a part-time job and it's really a silly nothing, I would say, doing sort of like demonstrations for a food company. And when I was going through training, I was just noticing all these areas where I can help them improve and I can do it better than basically how they were doing it. So I just kind of wanted to check in and see what you guys thought about this as far as like the two parts. One is, I don't know, isn't this interesting? Maybe I'm supposed to help with like events and coordination in addition to the communication stuff. And number two is I wonder if this company is going to be open to me maybe becoming a, like still doing the demonstrations. I can still do that for them, but maybe I'd be a consultant for them and I help them set up their company in this New York and New Jersey area. So what do you think?
Do they have offices in New York and New Jersey?
They don't. They're based in California. And basically that's why they hired me, because they want to set up the company out here. But I noticed that they hired me at like a low rate because I thought basically I was doing nothing. So I accepted it. I mean, it's okay. It's decent. But I just kind of saw this place that I can take on a much bigger role. And it kind of came together because I did this for a dating company years ago that I set up their New York and New Jersey event department or whatever you want to call it.
As an event planner, it would be really easy for you to introduce their company to your area through, conventions and shows, I keep seeing trade show, but I think they would be very receptive to anything you would suggest. If they're wanting to grow out into that area, I think that they would feel a connection with you. You're very calm and together person, and I think that they would just jump all over that.
The little tricky part, I think, for me is that I'm sort of kind of maybe replacing the girl who hired me. She's up in Rhode Island. So that's
here. I got to tell you what I'm getting.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rita.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, Rita. What I'm hearing is a song. So go ahead, Rita. Tell her. It is tricky, but go ahead. Tell her what you need to tell her, and I'm going to go tell her what I see.
it's you're good-hearted, and you wouldn't want to step on someone else's toes. But if you're their choice, then you're their choice. That's what I'm hearing. So I wouldn't worry about the other girl. If you have an idea and it's your idea, then you should go ahead and present it and not feel any worry about that.
Okay.
Well, you know, you're going to laugh, Rita, when I tell you this, because I think you might be too young. But do you remember, you know what they showed me? Do you remember Lucy Ball, the Lucy and Ball show, Rita? And I mean,
yeah,
I used to watch.
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene where it has the Vita Vegia Vigimin? Remember where she's showing it?
Betty Vegemite.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh,
yeah.
Yes. I remember. Yeah.
That's what they showed me.
Lucy gets drunk on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they showed me. And she was trying so hard. And, you know, and then it was so funny. It was, that's the scene they showed me when you said you do demonstrations for this product, or whatever you're doing demonstrations for. So when they showed me that, my big thing is this: I agree with Rita. I don't feel you're stepping on anybody's toes to present something that's new and fresh. And if they've only hired you, did they hire you part-time for, is it finite or it's part-time forever?
It's supposed to be part-time forever, but it was never going to be forever. And I mean, nothing is forever. So that's what they said.
Okay. So what my suggestion would be for you is I would go in with my ideas, but you know, I would probably include the person who brought you in. So I might say, you know, I've got all these ideas and I think they'll be really good for the company. How do you feel about me presenting them? You know, would you want to do that with me? If she says no, or I don't think you should present them, then you can go over her head. But I do believe that in corporate America, stepping over someone's toes is not a good idea. But including them in what you're doing would be. And if they think that's a good idea, she can't take your ideas, or they can't take your ideas, because you're going to have them presented and you're going to have them on your computer. And then I would say to her, if she doesn't, I would say, you know, I really feel this would be a great fit for the company. Are you with me, or I'm going to present this and see what they think. So I do think and feel that you should include her. And if she has got no game for that, then I would say go over her head. But I have a feeling that if you present it in the way that I think you can and feel you should, then I see that you'll be successful. And I do feel that this woman that's above you really doesn't have the know-how you do. And
yeah,
I feel that they'd be much happier with you, but it would be touchy at the beginning, but I see that you're going to be successful in doing it if you include her or try to include her at first.
Right. So, okay. Yeah, because technically I don't really have a contact to the owner of the company, because she's the one who interviewed me and hired me, this other girl. So,
yeah.
So she was definitely my pathway. But like I said, it's a much larger pay scale than what they hired me for, because obviously I would be organizing the demonstrations, hiring people, training people. And even I feel like she needs training too.
Well, they say? There's times when you can be the grasshopper, and times you have a master, and times you're the master and they're the grasshopper. It's the timing that you need to know. And I feel if you include her in Love and Light, meaning you say, this is to be great for the company, I have experience and expertise, and it would take us to the next level, I feel that she's going to give you the okay to do this, because then you're not intimidating her. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then if they do find your ideas wonderful, and I feel they will, then you can say, then you're equal, because now you're going to do something, and then you can surpass because you've got now the connection. That's how they're showing this to me.
Yeah, that feels right. Okay. So with that other question, do you guys see me? I thought I was leaving event planning far behind, and it sort of came around the last 2 years. Is this partly how I am consulting companies by helping them sort of do this field marketing?
Field marketing is such a good word. It was exactly, I was looking for the word. What is she doing? What is this? What is it? And it's field marketing. I think you could expand out to other companies. I really do.
Yeah.
Just to be a specialist in field marketing.
But whenever I kind of feel a little attached to my, like I did a training for like communication skills and conflict skills for a county in the area here. So several towns, and mm-hmm. I feel like a little bit like, hey, well, what happened to that? You know, like, I feel like a little bit confused by like, what?
Was like you did it and they didn't ask you to do it again?
Well, I was brought in through somebody else, but I'm saying I feel confused by spirit because like these are still using my skills. But I thought that I was going to be using more of these, like teaching people relationship skills. I'm still using it here, but it's, I guess, leading a little bit more with the marketing stuff.
Well, here's what I'm picking up. And then Rita, you can tell her in just a second. What I feel is you do know that the full moon here was about endings and the new moon in September 1st is about new beginnings. Okay. So I don't feel that you're leaving something behind. You're just shedding the old behind and using all your skills for a new project. I totally don't feel that you're going to give up what you did. I feel it's going to go in a different direction, that you're going to use all your skills in a new way. And so I wouldn't look at it that you're looking behind you and not taking those skills, because once you get into a place of where you want, you can expand what you do. And that's, I don't want you to look at that this is not using those skills and what happened to those skills. You still have them and you're still going to use them. It's just going to be in a different way. That makes sense.
Right. An integration.
Well, yes. I'm seeing layers like an onion. Like, you know, you have this skill and then you're layering on this skill. And then you're layering on another, and that just makes you more complete in what you do. Mm. So I would embrace all of it. I don't think that you're necessarily abandoning one thing for another. It's like Bonnie said, you're just adding on to what you're doing. And I think the spirit will show you how you can incorporate all of it.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So do you think that they would hire me as far as like a full-time, or do you think that this would be a consultant job, which I also think would be more money on an hourly basis? Like basically I set them up and then I leave and then I go to another company, which is ideally what I would like to do.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing you with one particular company. You'll start somewhere and you will do a job and then you will move on to another and to another and build your own thing where you can help lots of different companies achieve what they need to achieve.
Yeah, this is exciting.
I'm gonna caution you in one area. If they open this spot for you, it might be a part-time, because you know, companies, new ones setting up, they are looking to save money and they're looking to not get involved in a lot of benefits. Okay. So in the beginning, it could be that they say, well, let's see what you can do for us. Okay. And that's something don't turn down, because it is only more experience for you. Once you get it and they need it, then they're going to want to hire you full time, because it is going to be a full time position. And that's when you can say, well, I've started my own consultant firm and I'd love to work with you, and this is what you can hire me at. But I think there's going to be steps before you actually go into your own company. And
okay.
I feel it's needed because of the experience. When you go into another company and say what you've done, you're going to need the background of what you're going to learn from this company. Because nobody's just going to say, oh, okay, we'll take a chance on you. And, oh, my goodness, she worked for this one, but then, you know, she didn't work for it anymore. So I feel that it's going to be more of a stepping stone to your own company. And I wouldn't put, they're telling me, don't put the cart before the horse.
Right. I keep getting resume building, you know. I mean, yeah. Everything that you do, you can add to your resume.
Yes.
It all
works. Which I actually have my resume open. I've been working on it all morning. Combining everything.
But you need some clout behind it, and that's what I'm hearing. You need some years behind some of this work, and you're going to get it if you play your cards right. And I feel you are going to keep moving up in this company if the company says no, which I really feel that you're going to get, they're looking for somebody with more innovative ideas like you, and you can make this work, and you stay there and you build that department, then what you'll have is a big corporate. And then when other corporates look at you, they're going to say, wow, she took that from nothing to this, and we need her. And that's what you're looking for. Yeah. Your resume.
Well, okay. I was seeing this visual of me putting it on my, like, my LinkedIn, like their company logo, you know, once you say you work for them. And I'm excited for this. I think they're also going to be attracted by how much press my events have gotten in the past, or like any projects that I do are very creative and they always attract a lot of press. So
okay.
I think that is of interest to them too. I'm excited about this. I'm just sort of being patient with it because, again, they're sort of unorganized and they're trying to iron out the details as far as like the job I was hired for, my schedule, because they already sort of, it's a whole story, but the girl already kind of was not listening and screwed up and whatever. So,
yeah.
Make sure in Love and Light, you don't overstep yourself yet. And that's, you know, give them ideas of how she can be more efficient without shoving it down her throat, if you know what I'm saying. So just say, hey, you know, I know that you've done this or I can work here, but you know what? I'm open to that too. So that would give them the idea that you're open to anything that they have and that you don't think that when she messes up, you're going to call her on it. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been thinking about for the last like 24 hours, how to present sort of the solutions that I have, you know, because they sort of like hired me on. And again, it's an okay pay for just doing demonstrations. But she was saying, you know, we want you to do sales basically when you're out to make sure that they do a reorder. And then she was saying like, hey, do you have any ideas of us to do outreach to offices in the area? And I was like,
perfect.
I would do all that stuff, but we need to have a talk basically to reevaluate the pay. So,
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing. I wouldn't bring up pay at this point, but you are going to incorporate it. So what you're going to, I would hope, say is this. I've written down ideas. I've got great together and let's discuss them. And within that, after they go, yeah, that's a great idea, say, well, this is what it's going to be for me to stay. Now, I only have 90 seconds, so I do have to say goodbye, but please call us. I do know that I hear from you, but and let us know how it is. But you can work this. The first thing I'm hearing is the minute like you say pay, they shut off because they want you, and you know companies. Well, it's important to us is going to have to get it in after they're so excited about your ideas. So I just want to say thank you and let us know how you're doing and good luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Rita. This is Regina Carlisle, aka Rita. And please check out her novels and books, reginacarlisle.com, R-E-G-I-N-A-C-A-R-L-Y. Wait a minute. Spell it for them.
L-Y-S-L-E.
Yeah. So if you can put that in chat, you know, I'm bad at, well, actually I can spell really well when I'm not sitting there thinking in the ethers, but please look her up and take a look at her novels, and she's a hot number. We will see you, and I will see you tomorrow and wrap up your week with Bonnie at 9 a.m. Bye, everyone.
Bye.